So, good afternoon. I'm joined here today by the winner of the 2024 BBC The Apprentice, Rachel Wolford. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for having me on.
You're very welcome. It's lovely to meet you, and thanks for inviting us down to you at the North Studio on Colbath Road.
Anytime. Welcome to Colbath Road North Studio.
So, Rachel, of course, welcome and to Harrogate Hospital Radio, and tell us a little bit about yourself and your business.
So I set my business up just under 4 years ago. We started over in Roundhay in Leeds. We are a small boutique fitness studio, so we offer small group inclusive fitness classes. And basically, we've tried to change the narrative that fitness is boring and something you should dread, but actually it's something fun. You can be part of the community. And also, we really promote the benefits of not just physical health, but mental health and the benefits you get from working out.
Oh, brilliant. Fantastic. And of course, you know, you spoke, and we'll get onto The Apprentice, I'm sure, but what inspired you to make your own business, you know, start your own business and that kind of that way of your career?
I've always wanted my own business since I was a little girl, but I wasn't sure what industry I would go down. And then when I was about 18, I really got into my fitness. And a few years later, long story short, I had loads of jobs. I went to university and a day, which was actually accountancy, to become a personal trainer. And the rest is history.
Wow, it's a bit of a roller coaster round it. So would you believe, I'm doing some research this morning, The Apprentice was February 2005, the first series. And of course, you're the 18th series winner. How does that feel? It must feel amazing, really.
That's crazy. I'll have been nine when the first apprentice year started. So that's pretty crazy. I can't believe it. Just goes to show how good the program is that they're coming into there. I mean, they've just started filming their 19th series, so it's pretty incredible really. And the fact Lord Sugar is still going at it and absolutely loves doing it, I think is brilliant.
Oh, that's absolutely wonderful. And of course, talking about Lord Sugar, you were obviously the successful candidate to win the show, and obviously secured Lord Sugar's £250,000 investment. What does kind of the next 2 to 5 years look like, and how do you think you might use that?
So the next 2 to 5 years definitely looks like continuing to grow the brand. So we opened up in Harrogate a year ago, which was our second site. And then Lord Sugar and I are now looking at opening North Studio's third site. We're looking at Yorkshire at the minute, so we're going to keep it nice and Yorkshire-based, which is brilliant because, you know, I'm from round here. I know the market. And, you know, we're looking into launching some more reformer Pilates on a bit of a larger scale, because that's something we've just started to do in both the sites on a small scale, but we're wanting to kind of expand that avenue and then also open another full-blown North Studio where we offer our running classes, our strength classes, our boxing classes at a brand new location as well.
Oh, how very exciting. Something to definitely look out for. And having a little back look at the apprentice, one of my because I watched it, so one of my favorite tasks was the cheesecakes.
The cheesecakes. I mean, I'm really proud of myself in that. I told one of my team to go in on a, I think we asked for £15 for a small cheesecake. And if you're from Yorkshire, you'll know that's a lot of money for a cheesecake. Mm. And she successfully got about 13 quid of cheesecake. So I think we did pretty well in that.
Yeah, definitely. It was certainly a good watch. And was it a mango cheesecake and a fig flavoured?
Do you know what? I wasn't in the recipe development team, but I think it was something like that. We had to sell it to the corporate client, and I remember we turned up with the cheesecake to the corporate client, and their mouths just dropped. And I think they were a little bit underwhelmed. However, we still managed to get a really good negotiation with them, so, you know, we won them back.
Oh, wonderful. That's really good to hear. It was one of my favourite tasks to watch. And going towards the latter end of the show, the interviews, is it as brutal as it looks on TV?
It's a really difficult day. I think no matter how much you have to tell yourself it's not personal, when it's about your business, you do take it personally. And I think, you know, I'd spent the last nearly 5 years developing this concept and growing it. And I think for somebody to go in on it is difficult. But do you know what? I think my questions were really fair. And if anything, they were useful for the business. So yes, they're hard, but I don't think anything was uncalled for. Everything I was asked was actually very, very much fair. So don't get me wrong, it was tough at the time. I was drained afterwards, but one honour to be interviewed by some of the top business people in the UK.
Yeah, most definitely. And yeah, certainly, yeah, I wouldn't want to be in your shoes when they were doing it. It looked quite horrific. But one final question for you, for me. Now, I'm sure all our listeners at Harrogate Hospital perhaps want to know this, and within the Harrogate district, do you really get 20 minutes to get ready in the morning?
We really do get 20 minutes to get ready in the morning. When you are on working on a TV show, everything is so tight because we had to film so much in the day that you are up really early, and 5 a.m. was a lion.
Oh, wow. Well, Rachel, thanks so much for taking the time out of your day to talk to Harrogate Hospital Radio. It's been lovely to meet you, and yeah, I wish you the best of luck with your onward ventures.
Thank you so much, and shout out to everybody at Harrogate Hospital. I know what a wonderful place it is. My grandma spent a long time in there, so thank you to all the staff, and you know, hello to all the patients as well.
Lovely. Thank you, Rachel. Take care.